Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Handing over Airbus A400M aircraft, President encourages enhanced role of Indonesian military. Expert urges public climate education ahead of key COP30 summit. I'm Ray and this is the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto hands over an Airbus A400M aircraft to Indonesian National Armed Forces Commander General Agus Subianto. Prabowo hopes this aircraft will enhance Indonesian military capacity from protecting territory to supporting national development. Nur Kamila has the details.
President Prabowo on Monday, November 3, 2025, officially handed over an Airbus A400M aircraft to Indonesian National Armed Forces Commander General Agus Subianto at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base, Jakarta. The Airbus A400 is the newest military transport aircraft with a sophisticated integrated system awarded by the Indonesian National Armed Forces. In his speech, Prabowo highlighted the armed forces' role in safeguarding the sovereign territory of the Republic of Indonesia. He hopes the aircraft can enhance the role of Indonesia military not only to safeguard territory but also to support national development.
Itu saya kira akan menambah kemampuan kita. Tadi saya diberi penjelasan untuk C-130 kita sudah punya kontainer ambulans udara. Saya perintahkan kita segera pesan modul.
I think the A400 will enhance our capabilities. Earlier I was explained that we already have air ambulance containers for the C-130. I ordered to immediately order air ambulance models for A400. And I've also instructed that they be equipped with equipment to combat forest fires. So this will increase our strength. The Indonesian National Armed Forces is a state instrument that plays a very important role in dealing with disasters, facing difficulties, and addressing issues of public interest. So I think this will increase our capabilities. Our territory is very large, the size of Europe, and tens of thousands of islands. For us, the air is very crucial and very important. We are now building all armed forces to be more effective, not only in protecting the territory, but also in securing and supporting national development.
Kemudian sekian belas ribu pulau, ya kan? Udara bagi kita sangat-sangat menentukan. Sangat penting, semua TNI sekarang kita bangun untuk menjadi lebih efektif, tidak hanya menjaga wilayah, tapi juga mengamankan dan mendukung pembangunan nasional.
The A400 is one of Indonesia's longest military transport aircraft. This aircraft is designed to handle various terrain conditions, capable of taking off and landing on short and universal runways. This aircraft is capable of flying up to a maximum altitude of 12,200 meters or 40,000 feet at a maximum speed of Mach 0.72, approximately 802 km per hour. Furthermore, this aircraft, which has the capability of in-flight refueling, has a range of up to 8,900 kilometers of Indonesia.
Ahead of the COP30 climate conference in Brazil, a leading environmental expert from the University of Indonesia has called for a collaborative effort to educate the public on tangible climate actions, emphasizing the role of families and communities. Ramashidki Pratama has the details.
Environmental observer from the University of Indonesia, Raldi Hendro Toro Saputro Kustur, has underlined the importance of promoting public education on climate action ahead of the 30th Conference of Parties, or COP30, in Brazil this November. Appearing on the VOI Talk program on RRI Voice of Indonesia on Monday, November 3rd, he stated that educational institutions at various levels, non-governmental organizations, and industry can collaborate in grounding climate actions.
We get together to reduce the situations of climate change and reductions emissions. Having said that, of course, we cannot expect that most people knowing or understand about the climate program here. But still, we need some education. We need some education action concerning the socialization of the topic concerned. So, therefore, the universities as well as the NGOs get together and partnering with the industries to develop some kind of trainings to the communities concerned.
Raldi Hendro Toro also emphasized the importance of climate action education at the most basic levels, such as the family. According to him, actions such as developing green spaces at home can reduce emissions while also increasing family income.
For example, parents can educate all the children how to do the right thing and how to develop the green space area around the house and residential areas. If they have some limitation of the space, they can use some kind of vertical garden to develop in the house. And so with this small space, but really the vertical garden can produce also the small like fruit or something like that. So they can develop the economy for the family.
COP30 will be held in Belém, Amazonia, Brazil from November 10th to 21st. On that occasion, Indonesia plans to submit its national adaptation plan to the Secretariat of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. Indonesia will also showcase the significant potential of its national carbon market in a pavilion exhibited at the conference. Ramasidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports Taufik Hidayat officially opened the 17th National Student Sports Week and the 11th National Students Paralympic Week of 2025 at the Jakarta International Velodrome on Sunday. Both are biennial events organized by the Ministry of Youth and Sports featuring talented students, athletes from all provinces. Putri Cahya Purnama has the details.
Saya mewakili Menteri Pemuda dan Olahraga Republik Indonesia secara resmi membuka Pekan Olahraga Pelajar Nasional yang ke-17 dan Pekan Paralimpik Pelajar Nasional yang ke-11 tahun 2025 di Jakarta.
Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports, Taufik Hidayat officially opened the 17th National Student Sports Week, or PAPNAS, and the 11th National Student Paralympic Week, or PEPARPANAS, of 2025 at the Jakarta International Velodrome on Sunday, 2 November 2025. In his address, Taufik emphasized the connection between the student sporting events and Youth Pledge Day and their role in the global sports cycle. Taking the moment of the 97th anniversary of the Youth Pledge, which fell on October 28, Taufik voiced strong motivation to the student athletes. He expressed his hope that the participants would carry with them the spirit and soul of the Youth Pledge.
Kita baru saja memperingati Hari Sumpah Pemuda.
We have just commemorated the 97th Youth Pledge Day. With the spirit of perseverance, patriotism, and empathy, this spirit lives among us today in the arenas of PAPNAS and PEPARPANAS.
Taufik Hidayat added that the National Student Sports Week and National Student Paralympic Week are stepping stones for athletes to build a career towards the highest stages. He indicated that athletes can progress to competitions such as National Sports Week or PON and even the Olympics.
Para atlet pelajar seluruh Indonesia yang datang dari seluruh penjuru Nusantara.
Student athletes from all over Indonesia who have come from all corners of the archipelago bring the same determination to strive tirelessly, uphold sportsmanship, and bring honor to Indonesia's name, who will one day hoist the red and white flag on the world podium in national, regional, and international events, from National Sports Week, SEA Games, Asian Games, up to the Olympics and Paralympics.
The National Student Sports Week and National Student Paralympic Week are biennial events organized by the Ministry of Youth and Sports. These events aim to scout and nurture talented student athletes from all provinces. Both events are attended by participants from all 38 provinces in Indonesia. The National Student Sports Week features 23 sports with a total of more than 5,000 athletes. Meanwhile, the National Student Paralympic Week focuses on 4 sports with a total of around 600 athletes. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has reaffirmed its commitment to structuring policies for empowering the Indonesian diaspora in a more focused and strategic manner. This move aligns with President Prabowo Subianto, Asta Cita Program, and the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision, focusing on optimizing the diaspora's contribution to national development. The full report will be presented by Anissa Audrita.
The Indonesian Diaspora Symposium 2025, held online on November 1 to 2, 2025, served as a strategic momentum for the government in a session titled Diaspora Contribution to National Development on Sunday, November 2, 2025, Devdi Risa, Director of Diaspora Affairs at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, stated that the government is preparing an integrated strategic policy to maximize the role of the diaspora. According to Devdi Risa, the development of the diaspora role is already outlined in the National Medium-Term Development Plan. For 2026, the government has a major agenda to formulate a legal framework for the role of the diaspora in national development.
Because, as you all know, national priority programs are an obligation for everyone to support. Furthermore, this diaspora role, the development of the diaspora's role, is also included in the RPGMN that we mentioned earlier. So for 2026, we also have a big task, which is to formulate the legal framework for the role of the diaspora in the national development.
To realize this, Devdi Risa said that the government has prepared four strategic pillars. For diaspora empowerment, the strategy focuses on utilizing the knowledge, economic power, socio-cultural influence, and global networks possessed by Indonesian citizens abroad.
So, for that purpose, we have prepared four strategic pillars for the diaspora. We have prepared this. There are four: brain gain and human resource capacity building, economic contribution, the role of the diaspora as socio-cultural agents, and strategic positioning and or global networking.
Devdi Risa added that to realize this strategy, the government will coordinate intensively and seek input from the diaspora regarding the facilities needed. Some of the aspirations already recorded include ease in establishing legal entities, property ownerships, residence and re-entry permits, work permits, as well as regulation concerning inheritance and wills. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Social Affairs targets the completion of data updating the social aid recipients by November 2025. This update is conducted to ensure that the beneficiary families are accurately targeted. Desi Anugranov has the details.
Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf stated that the accuracy of data on social aid recipients is the key to reducing the rate of extreme poverty in Indonesia to 0% by 2026. Saifullah, speaking in Jakarta on Sunday, said that accurate data can integrate various aid programs, making their distribution more targeted and having a real impact on society.
Program integration, because the data is the same, accurate program integration, and the impact is more tangible, so the poverty reduction can be felt now. If we remain consistent, improve the data, and the interventions are collective, the target of 0% by 2026 for extreme poverty and 5% by 2029 for overall poverty can be achieved.
Furthermore, Saifullah explained that the government will continue to update poverty data in Indonesia, noting its dynamic nature. According to him, the data update will be carried out to collaboration between the central government, regional government, and the Central Statistics Agency. He emphasized that this effort is made so that the push to reduce the poverty rate becomes more focused and ensures that the programs implemented are on target. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
In order to bolster educational equality and workforce development, the Indonesian government has reaffirmed its commitment to graduates of its Sekolah Rakyat program. This initiative is designed to provide clear pathways for students, ensuring they are equipped to either pursue higher education or transition seamlessly into the professional world, thereby securing a more promising future. Ofra Regina has the details.
Social Minister Saifullah Yusuf affirmed the government's commitment to securing a bright future for graduates of Sekolah Rakyat. The government is preparing them to either continue their education to the university level or enter the workforce directly. The statement was delivered at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, Jakarta on Sunday.
Yes, because for the high school level alone, approximately 6,000 will graduate in 2028. There are two pathways for those who wish to pursue higher education and for those who wish to work. Both will be guided by Sekolah Rakyat so they get the opportunity to chase their dreams, whether it's university or work.
Yeah.
Saifullah Yusuf added that Sekolah Rakyat students at the junior high school level who have been proven to have adequate academic ability can continue their educations to Garda schools under the auspices of the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology. As of October 2025, the government has launched 16 Garuda schools in various regions. This step strengthens the government's effort to expand equitable and sustainable educational access for all levels of society. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Jakarta Governor Pramono Anung stated that Jakarta is committed to advancing sports and preparing a young generation with global competitiveness. He conveyed this in his speech at the opening ceremony of the 17th National Student Sports Week and the 11th National Students Paralympic Week of 2025 at the Jakarta International Velodrome on Sunday. Putri Cahya Purnama has the details.
Saya meyakini dari ajang ini akan lahir Taufik Hidayat baru yang akan berprestasi di dunia internasional.
The opening ceremony for the 17th National Student Sports Week or PopNAS and the 11th National Student Paralympic Week or PEPARPANAS of 2025 was officially held at the Jakarta International Velodrome on Sunday, 2nd November 2025. As the host, the Jakarta Provincial Government reaffirmed its full commitment to the success of this prestigious event. In his speech, Governor Pramono Anung expressed Jakarta pride and readiness in welcoming thousands of the best students from across Indonesia. He further emphasized that Jakarta has prepared international standards facilities to support the competition.
Jakarta menyambut ajang ini dengan kesiapan total.
Jakarta welcomes this event with total readiness from international and national standard venues, integrated transportation to adequate healthcare service facilities. All of this is proof of Jakarta's commitment as a city open to collaboration, as well as a host for various national and international scale events.
Berbagai event berskala nasional dan internasional.
Furthermore, Governor Pramono Anung underlined the great responsibility borne by Jakarta, outlining three main targets for the event's success.
Jakarta sebagai tuan rumah.
As the host, Jakarta is determined to achieve three successes: success in execution, success in administration, and success in achievement.
Pramono stated that the National Student Sports Week and National Student Paralympic Week are not merely competitions, but also a strategic platform for nurturing character, sportsmanship, and unity among Indonesian students. He was also optimistic that the outstanding athlete talents will emerge, ready to bring honor to the nation in the future. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, it concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Malam ini ku tak bisa tidur, memikirkan kamu yang di sana. Apakah kau baik-baik saja? Tuhan, ku hanya ingin tahu kabarnya. Di bawah bulan purnama, kita pernah berjanji bersama sehidup semati. Temani aku di sini, namun apa daya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya.
Harusnya ku bisa sadar diri, aku sudah punya kekasih hati. Tapi tak ada salahnya bila ku merasakan rindu, rindu kamu yang pernah jadi milikku. Di bawah bulan purnama, kita pernah berjanji bersama sehidup semati. Temani aku di sini, namun apa daya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. That's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Wonder Today is featuring Gita Persada Butterfly Park, Bandar Lampung. Gita Persada Butterfly Park, which was first opened in 2003, is an ecotourism located in Bandar Lampung City, Lampung Province. Before turning into a tourist location, Gita Persada Butterfly Park was a conservation site for research purposes. It is actually is the only butterfly conservation in Sumatra Island. In addition to being an education center and research site, it has become a tourist destination in Lampung now. The park has a butterfly breeding location, children's playground, hall, relaxing area, photo spots, and museum. There are many activities that can be done in this ecotourism site. Tourists can visit the Butterfly Museum or directly observe butterfly metamorphosis, see butterflies flying freely, and release butterflies into nature. Currently, there are around 200 species of butterflies that are bred in Gita Persada Butterfly Park. The park has a collection of butterflies from rainforests that have bright and striking colors and have wide and strong wings. Besides, there are also butterflies from mangrove forests, grasslands, and mountains. Most butterflies will be seen flying from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. After that, they usually rest by hiding behind the trees. If you are not satisfied with the butterflies found in the park, tourists can visit the museum. There will be various types of preserved butterflies, butterfly photos, and paintings. There is also a souvenir corner and a relaxing room for reading books. To get a lot of information about the behavior and habitat of butterflies, there are tour packages in the form of guided visits or private visits. the diversity of the regions of origin of butterflies in the Gegita Persada Butterfly Park will provide an unforgettable experience for visitors, because here visitors can see and learn about various types of butterflies and understand the importance of butterflies in the ecosystems in various regions in Indonesia. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again next time with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Of Indonesia.
Zimbabwe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example, during Eid al-Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about seharusnya, seharusnya, which means should be. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a domestic tourist at Tita Empul Temple, a popular destination in Gianyar Regency, Bali. And Chris and the domestic tourist are reading a regulation of Tita Empul Temple. Then they talk about what should be done at the temple.
Supaya memakai pakaian adat. Berarti saya harus memakai pakaian adat Bali.
Betul, seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini.
Aduh, saya tidak punya.
Jangan khawatir, kita bisa meminjam kain adat yang disediakan.
After listening to the conversation, here are some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Seharusnya, seharusnya, which means should be. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Seharusnya, seharusnya, which means should be. Memakai, memakai, which means wear. Pakaian, pakaian, which means clothing. Pakaian adat. Pakaian adat, which means customary clothing. Bali, Bali, which means Bali. Area, area, which means area. Pura, pura, which means temple. Seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini. Seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini, which means we should be wearing Balinese customary clothing around the temple. Jangan, jangan, which means don't. Khawatir, khawatir, which means worry. Jangan khawatir, jangan khawatir, which means don't worry. Kain, kain, which means clothes. In this conversation, you will hear the expression seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini. Seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini, which means we should be wearing Balinese customary clothing around the temple. In the expression, there is the word seharusnya, which means should be. The word means that something is required to be done in an activity. This means wearing Balinese traditional clothing is required at Tirta Empul Temple. Another example. Let's listen to another use of the word seharusnya, which means should be. Seharusnya Anda menjaga kebersihan di area pura. Seharusnya Anda menjaga kebersihan di area pura, which means you should keep cleanliness around the temple. Seharusnya kita naik motor ke pura ini. Seharusnya kita naik motor ke pura ini, which means we should take a motorbike to the temple. Tirta Empul Temple is a temple for Balinese Hindu in Bali, which is also a favorite tourism destination. The temple is located in Gianyar Regency. At Tirta Empul Temple, visitors can join the Malukat, a purification ritual in a hallowed pool. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, here's another round of the conversation.
Supaya memakai pakaian adat. Berarti saya harus memakai pakaian adat Bali.
Betul, seharusnya kita memakai pakaian adat Bali di area pura ini.
Aduh, saya tidak punya.
Jangan khawatir, kita bisa meminjam kain adat yang disediakan.
Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about seharusnya. Seharusnya, which means should be. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Sejauhmu
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Fidi Aldiano. Oxavia Aldiano, also known as Fidi Aldiano, born March 29, 1990, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now Fidi Aldiano used the stage name Fidi, releasing a new song titled Senyumin Dulu Aja or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Fidi collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, West Java, Tadi. This music group consists of Fatan Garna and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Sarasvati, the owner of the record label that houses Tadi. Not only that, Fidi also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Fidi's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Fidi's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Fidi Aldiano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai di sandra, deadline di muka, cemas meraja, sesaknya di dada. Banyak problema, seperti tanda tua. Ku tak berdaya, akankah mereda. Lupakan sejenak rasa, beri ruang untuk berdoa, serahkan pada yang punya rencananya.
Manusia ingin hidupnya senang-senang aja,
people. What's up? This is Bondan Prakoso and Fade to Black representing now. You check this out. Yo, tits, hit the beat. Check, one, yeah, yo, I represent. My name is Santos. I rockin' the mic with Bondan P.R.O.
One the big kid.
Terserah kau ucap apa, terbanyak yang kau bisa karena aku punya karya.
It's time to me, my name Lezano. I rockin' the mic with Stateo. Mono stereo, I fuck the beat, oh. Yo, 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 it's time to go.
Yes, yes, yo, we rock on the beat. My brother Bondan in it. Yes, yes, yo, it's the rhyme spit. My man Tito with mega shit. Yes, yes, yo, we rock on the beat. My brother Bondan in it. Yes, yes, yo, in the
tone burns like a flare. Bring the challenge to the top. Yeah, we gonna rock the world and it won't stop.